Introduction to Problem Loans and Loans Workout. Financial Services Act 2013, FSA, and Islamic Financial Services Act 2013, IFSA, come into force on June 30, 2013. This act combines several separate laws to govern the financial sector under a single legislative framework for conventional and Islamic financial sector, respectively. Namely, the Banking and Financial Institution Act 1989, BAFIA, Islamic Banking Act 1983, Insurance Act 1996, IA, Takaful Act 1984, Payment System Act 2003, and Exchange Control Act 1953, which are repealed on the same date. The Central Bank revised the guideline on the classification and impairment provision for loans financing on November 9, 2011, which pursuant to Section 126 of the Banking and Financial Institution Act 1989, BAFIA. The guideline is effective for financial years beginning on and after January 1, 2012. This guideline set out the minimum requirement on the classification of impaired loan financing and provisioning for loans financing impairment with the adoption of Financial Reporting Standard 139 RFS, Financial Instrument Recognition and Measurement issued by the Malaysia Accounting Standard Board applicable to all banking institutions, commercial bank and investment bank, licensed under the BAFIA 1989 and Islamic bank licensed under the Islamic Banking Act 1983 IBA. Classification of impaired loan, with effect from financial year beginning January 1, 2011, the default period for classifying a loan as impaired by making institution will be 3 months. Hence, a credit facility is to be classified as impaired when the repayment of principal and interest has been in arrears for 3 months as prescribed under Section C, Paragraph 11.1 of the guideline. In the case of credit card facility, the amount past due refers to the minimum monthly repayment. In case of rescheduled credit facility, any rescheduled and restructured facility is classified impaired where the amount is past due for 90 days or 3 months or less if they exhibit any weaknesses that render such classification as appropriate according to the banking institution credit risk grading framework. Any loan or financing rescheduled or restructured by agency counseling and Pengurusan Kredit AKPK may be classified as impaired thereafter shall be in accordance with paragraph 11.1 and 11.2 based on the new term and condition. Reclassification of impaired loan. Impaired loan will be reclassified as non-impaired loan upon full settlement of all arrears in interest or principal. However, the fund for repayment of the arrear should not be obtained from the creation of any new loan from the same financial institution. In the case of rescheduled or restructured facility, it can only be reclassified as non-impaired when repayment based on the revised or restructured term has been observed continuously for a period as determined by the banking institution policy on rescheduled and restructured facility. However, if the impaired loan, which was subsequently rescheduled by AKPK, the impaired loan may be immediately classified as non-impaired once customer and the banking institution have agreed to the new terms and conditions structured by AKPK. Provision for impairment loans and loan loss provision. Impairment provision for loans and financing classified as impaired shall be determined in accordance with FRS 139, subject to the transitional provision set out in paragraph 12 of Guideline on Classification and Impairment Provision for Loans and Financing. For the individual impairment, the provision calculated are based on the following table. For 90 days in arrears, the individual impairment provision on the portion not covered by amount realizable from collateral is 0%. Next, for 90 days and less than 180 days is 20%. Then, for 180 days and less than 270 days is 50%, while 270 days and above is 100%. Loans workout. A mutual agreement between a lender and borrowers to renegotiate term on a loan that is technically in default, so as to avoid foreclosure or liquidation. This agreement is normally happen in loan recovery stage. The loan recovery function collect money still owed on account after the financial institution has classified the account as non-performing or has written off the account as a loss. This function help preserve the quality of the consumer loan portfolio. The first technique for loan recovery is cooperative workout agreement. It is done at early stage of loan recovery, which involves negotiation between both parties without resorting to legal action. The agreement is implemented upon corrective measure agreed by both parties. The renegotiated term will generally provide some measure or relief to the borrower in terms of reducing debt servicing burden through accommodation measure provided by the lender, such as modified term of agreement, restructure loan amortization schedule, liquidating unnecessary asset, request additional collateral, and restrict investment activities. In response to this, AKPK, a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank Negara Malaysia, was set up in April 2006 to help individuals to take control of their financial situation and gain peace of mind that come from the wise use of credit. AKPK provide eligible individual borrower assistance in restructuring debt relating to housing loan, hire purchase, credit card, change card, and other personal loan that have been obtained from institution regulated by Bank Negara Malaysia. The second technique for loan recovery is collateral liquidation. It is a process of converting all pledged securities to the bank into cash to repay the loan balance, including the interest due. The third technique for loan recovery is enforcement of judgment. For borrowers who have ignored bank proposal on corrective measure, legal action will be taken to obtain judgment. Few steps will be taken for security value that is not sufficient to cover principal and interest due, including reduced debt to judgment and enforcement and collection. The first technique of loan recovery is reduced debt to judgment. The procedure is to take legal proceeding on the problem loan so that it can be paid off, where judgment is a legal document obtained through the process of court order that confirms the obligation and claim of parties. The process involves furnishing borrowers income and asset before deciding on the technique of collection. The fifth step for loan recovery is enforcement and collection. This step will require different modes of enforcement depending on the court order. The procedure is to enable the financial institution to obtain judgment against the customer or guarantor. It would then enable the financial institution to proceed with the execution process to enforce the judgment. Exemplary gratia, to force the customer to pay fairly, which the financial institution by way of writ of seizure, garnishee order, equity receivership, public sale. Writ of seizure enforcement will require the property held by a debtor to be an outright seizure for the purpose of settling debt, and later the property will be sold at public auction. A garnisher order is a court order obtained by a judgment creditor attaching fund held by a third party garnisher who owes money to the judgment creditor. This will give bank a permission to have third party withhold funds owed to a debtor to be applied against a judgment. Under the equity receivership mode of enforcement, a receiver is appointed by the court to take control of borrower's asset to generate as much cash to pay off bank or other creditor, then the equity receivership is in force. Under public sale enforcement, the collateral is forced to be liquidated by bank through legal action. The last technique for loan recovery is bankruptcy. Application for a court order is required to declare for bankruptcy. The purpose of applying for a court order is to provide an orderly manner in the repayment debts. There are several steps involved in bankruptcy, including applying to the court. Then the creditor committee will be appointed. After that, the committee will be appointed trustee to take care of borrower asset. Once the borrower's asset in trustee position, the asset will be liquidated and it is the responsibility of the trustee to divide proceeds among creditor. The procedure in bankruptcy is as follows. First, apply to court. Second, appoint creditor committee. Third, appoint trustee. And lastly, trustee liquidated and divide the proceeds among creditors.